This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Jay joins us to talk all about what is going on in the Limestone Coast with policing news. And there's been an intervention order breach. What can you tell me about it, Jade?
Yeah, so a man faced court following an alleged breach of an intervention order in the southeast. At about 8 p.m. on Friday, the 11th of December 2020, patrols were called to an address in Millicent in response to allegations that a 20-year-old man had breached the conditions of an intervention order. Upon arrival, police located and arrested the man. He was charged with breaching an intervention order and resisting police and was refused bail. Police will not tolerate domestic violence and will take every action in available to protect victims. So we've just actually had White Ribbon Week not long ago, and SAPOL are ambassadors for that, and we do take domestic violence very, very seriously.
Absolutely. Jade, we also have to talk this morning about another crash in the Limestone Coast, another crash that has claimed another life.
Yes, very sad, again, to be talking about this. A local teenager has died in a motorcycle crash at Wolseley, about 20 kilometres east of Bordertown in the state's southeast. Emergency services were called to Custon Road at 8 a.m. on Saturday the 12th of December by reports of a motorcycle crash. And sadly, the rider of the motorcycle, which was a 17-year-old girl from the southeast, she died at the scene. Custon Road was closed for several hours while major crash investigators examined the scene and investigated the circumstances surrounding the crash. This young lady is the 18th motorcycle rider killed and the 92nd life lost on South Australian roads so far this year, compared with 102 lives lost at the same time last year. So again, we just need to reinforce the Fatal Five, what we refer to as the Fatal Five, which are major causes of road trauma on South Australian roads. They're drink and drug driving, speeding, distraction, seatbelts and dangerous road users. So, again, we're pushing the same message because we have obviously had a lot of sadness on our roads, and that's for our community, the families, and for SAPOL and other emergency services who respond to these sorts of accidents.
And, Jade, it's just, it's heartbreaking to think that this is happening at this time of year, and from here on in, it's going to be a reminder at this time of year for every family that has been affected.
Yeah, it's incredibly sad for everybody involved, and my heart goes out to them. Yeah, it's a big loss.
Now, Jade, in the lead up to Chrissy and New Year, we also want to be safe and secure as we go about all the festivities that are going to be happening over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's right. So Christmas is the season not just to be jolly, but of shopping, receiving deliveries and storing gifts. It's also the season for opportunistic thieves to steal them. So South Australia Police encourage everybody in the community to follow some crime prevention tips to help keep their gifts secure this Christmas. So when people are shopping, we want them to secure their handbag and keep it close to them at all times, and don't leave the handbag, purse or wallet in your trolley or basket while you're distracted. Hold your mobile phone firmly or place it in the front pocket of your jeans or shorts, and don't carry it in your back pocket where it can easily be grabbed. Keep your credit cards secure and protect your PINs when making a purchase, and ensure you have a receipt. Cross-reference receipts with bank statements to check no unauthorised transactions have been made, particularly when purchasing online. Always lock your vehicle and do not leave gifts on display. Conceal them in the boot. Before online shopping, ensure your computer or tablet has up-to-date internet security. I suppose when you're at home, we want people to avoid placing gifts under a Christmas tree that's visible from the street. Record serial numbers, descriptions and take photos of your most valuable gifts. Keep sales receipts away from the gift and in a secure place. If you have a store, have to store gifts in sheds or a garage, make sure that they're kept locked. Use a lockable letterbox to avoid mail theft as well. If you're expecting a delivery, ensure someone will be home or arrange to collect it from the post office or courier depot. And break down the packaging of large or expensive gifts and place them inside the rubbish bin. Only put the bins out on collection day. Consider installing a security alarm on the property and turn it on when you leave, or install sensor lights around the house and sheds to deter would-be thieves. So for more crime prevention tips and information on scams and cybercrime, you can visit https://www.police.sa.gov.au/your-safety/crime-prevention and security, or attend your local police station. South Australia Police is committed to working in partnership with the community to prevent crime and reduce the fear of crime, to ensure that South Australia is a safe place to live, visit and do business.
Jade, it is always good to catch up. You guys have a great Chrissy and the great new year, and we'll catch up and touch base in 2021.
Sounds fabulous. Wishing everybody a very safe and merry Christmas.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M, and always online at triplem.com.au.